Well, if the Indonesian government for quite some time has expressed an interest in having more involvement in the cattle sector in the eastern provinces of Indonesia, and East Kalimantan is one of those areas that the central government sees as having a great potential for increasing the domestic herd within Indonesia.
Now, just reading local media, the government there seems to have a plan to import 11,000 head, mostly breeders. What can you tell us about that?
The 11,000 head is, I suppose, a part of a much bigger picture for Indonesia. We all know that globally the beef cattle herd is declining. Certainly in Indonesia, their beef cattle herd has declined significantly in the fallout of the live cattle ban of 2011. And so they're looking to increase the number of domestic animals in their herd so that they can have a greater level of self-sufficiency in beef. So the 11,000 head is a frontline pioneering project for East Kalimantan. They're the first ones that have really picked up the cudgel on this and started to do something concrete with getting some animals imported. So out of that 11,000 head, the tender, I should say, for the first 1,000 has been let and awarded to a successful proponent. So we met with that proponent also when I was in East Kalimantan and promoted the Northern Territory as the supplier of choice for those breeding cattle.
So that successful proponent, when are they expecting to receive their first lot of Australian cattle?
They are working with one of the Australian importers currently to source those cattle, and their expectation is, August was the day or the month that was mentioned in our discussions. Whether they can do that or not remains to be seen, I guess. That'll be a matter of for the importer to be able to find those cattle. But I guess they've got some pretty strong aspirations in East Kalimantan and across Greater Indonesia to make sure that they do increase the size of their breeding numbers.
Yeah. So let's just say this first shipment does go there in August. Where will the cattle end up?
Well, it's an interesting program in that the central government is actually funding this program. They're distributing money to the provinces, and East Kalimantan being the first one to purchase these cattle. But those cattle will then be basically distributed to small farmers, and those farmers will then be putting those cattle out amongst largely the oil palm plantations in East Kalimantan. So what you'll see is really it's a great collective of owners of those cattle with numbers being spread across different parts of the country under oil palm.
Now, the cattle from Northern Australia that would be going there, I presume they look a bit different to the local cattle.
Absolutely. Of course, we've got our beautiful Brahman Cross cattle here, but the local cattle up there currently are Banting or barley cattle. We're familiar with them up here in the Territory too. In fact, we've got probably the most pure lines of Banting because they haven't interbred with anything up on the Coburg Peninsula. But those cattle that I saw were in excellent condition. They were the ones under the oil palms, very well cared for, and let's hope that our Australian cattle can match that, both in terms of their performance in growth, but also in terms of being able to breed.
Yeah. Now, again, to local media over there, one of the reports says the Northern Territory government is determined to fulfil its commitment to export young Brahman Cross cattle to that region's government's program. So just on the wording there, I mean, has a deal been done? Have any promises been made?
Well, look, no real promises have been made to provide those cattle by the Northern Territory government. The reason being, of course, that we don't deal in cattle. We deal in relationships to make sure that we have strong ties and good trade relationships. What I've said to him is that I'll do everything that I possibly can as the minister and through the Northern Territory government and my department to help the East Kalimantan provincial government meet their goals and get their expectations. There's obviously a lot of things that we can do and will be able to provide on a small scale some assistance with technical matters around Australian cattle, but they'll also be looking to the Commonwealth Government, and I've suggested this through the Red Meat Partnership, to further fund some training.
So Over the coming years, Minister, how big a market do you think the regions of Indonesia could be for Australian cattle producers in terms of exporting breeders?
Well, look, I really believe that the sky is the limit with breeding cattle coming out of the north of Australia into Indonesia. They have an aspirational goal of 2 million head of breeding cattle coming into their country by 2018.
Is that Indonesia overall or just...
That's in Indonesia overall.
Wow.
That's a stated goal from the Indonesian government. Now, I think that's going to be a very difficult number to meet and, in fact, nigh on impossible. And I indicated when I met with the provincial government that 2 million head was going to be a really big ask. So we'll help them nonetheless to get as far into their goal as we possibly can. And we'll be obviously talking with the NTCA and the Northern Territory Live Exporters Association as well, make sure they're on board. And of course, it all comes down at the end of the day to commercial reality and making sure that the prices are right as well.
Yeah. And just finally, Minister, the third quarter starts on Wednesday. Have you heard any goss on how many import permits will be issued by the Indonesian government?
Well, look, I haven't been advised of what those import quotas will look like, or the import quota will look like for quarter three. But this does highlight, Matt, one of the problems we've got is not knowing long in advance when what these quotas will be. There are obviously logistical issues around getting the numbers that Indonesia wants. When I head to Jakarta later this year, I'll be meeting with the Agriculture Minister and also the Trade Minister, hopefully, and that'll be one of the big topics is how we can get a better system in place so that the Australian industry or the Northern Australian industry know what the quotas are going to be well ahead of time.
Minister, thanks so much for your time on the Country Hour today.
Always a pleasure, Matt. Thank you.